Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we go one more again. It's getting cold over at Thanksgiving. I think it's... Come on in there, Brother D. It's cold, man. I got to go get my heater, man.
You said it's getting cold. I'm trying to get this noise down, dog.
Okay. You supposed to already, know that, so let's go.
To be truth with you, my brother, I was sitting there doing what I should be doing, reading the Word of God, and time just snuck in. I mean, but good evening, my family. As always, we're glad to be back with you guys. I know you all probably did what I did, and Big Ernie did, just try to gouge yourself on Thanksgiving. So we're going to ask the Lord to continue to bless us and keep us and whisper with a prayer for our brother as he prepared to come in here and give us some racing knowledge. Amen? Amen. So let everyone bow their heads. Give God your heart. Give God your ear. And let's talk to the Lord for our brother. Father God, we come before you this evening. Stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to say thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for what you've already done in our lives. We thank you for the harder that you just allowed us to come together with it called Thanksgiving. We thank you, Father, for those that was able to say thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the food that you allowed to be prepared. There were some that didn't know what food looked like this Thanksgiving. Some had no loved one home to stop by. And we just said thank you. Some had no friend to go to. And we said thank you. Now, Father, we thank you for giving us a true friend, one that we call Big Man, Brother Ernie. We thank you for him. We thank you for the knowledge that you have given him to give us, with that you will continue to bless him, continue to keep him, and continue to guide him. Continue to give him knowledge and more of it, that he will continue to give to us. And we love you for it. And we love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. With that you continue to bless his business, bless his family. Continue to keep him in a great portion of health and strength. And above all, Father, keep him in perfect peace. And we say yes to your word, Lord, and yes to your way. Father, these blessed among men, and we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, that every heart say amen, amen, amen. Brother Dog, back to you.
All right. Go ahead and get up, Big Ernie. Big Ernie lost about 70 pounds. You're going to call him medium Ernie. You're going to call him medium Ernie. He ain't Big Ernie no more. He medium Ernie.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered around, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up to leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Hey, what's happening? This is Big E. Well, I can't even say Big E anymore. Brother D, you know, Dog made the statement. I'm just going to have to agree with it. I ain't big as I was 3 months ago. Doctor told me I needed to lose some weight, and I told him I would,
and I did,
and I'm no longer diabetic. You can change what you eat to change what you are. I lost about 40 pounds, so I'm proud of it. And I did it, made my own menu to eat. And I was watching TV, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go on the NAA diet, naked and afraid. What, you see them idiots on TV? 2 weeks, they lost 25 pounds. 4 weeks, they lost 40, 50 pounds. And how'd they do it? Eating fruits, not eating. It works. I tell you, it works. If you need to drop some weight, get on it. You won't even want anything to drink because the grapes, the green grapes, are so liquid. Hey, guys, what's happening there? Is it cold up north yet? I heard they're supposed to be getting a little bit of snow. ain't that terrible. Dog, I tell you what we need to do. We need to start a class and then get some ice skates to put on the front and some paddle tires to put on the back and just let them go ice racing. Oh, come on now. We're going to find out which one be the best driver then. And look at all the roads you could be on. We have to worry about surfacing the track. God dang. Okay, it's Monday night. It's getting cold. This is Ernie with CompuCar Nitrous Oxide Systems. Your one-stop shop for your nitrous equipment. You need bottles, you need stuff, give me a call. Got it in stock. Got plenty of it in stock. And we can make it happen. Our other sponsors are Renegade Racing Fuel, Daytona 1 for all the Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products for all your lubricants and shiny stuff. FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Don Kennedy for your race car insurance and lawyer man. Now, Don Kennedy is another thing y'all need to make sure y'all are calling and getting some insurance on your car. Because if you've got insurance on your car, it can cover a whole lot of stuff that might happen to your car. So, $20,000 is $187 per agreed value. If somebody breaks in and steals your MSD, steals your safety equipment, it's not going to be $20,000. So for $187, you can have coverage on it. And you got somebody, you know, ran into your car or some stupid stuff happened to your car, like a lithium battery going off. I know it's that time of the year as far as getting your, putting your stuff up. And we got to get into that. We've got to make sure that you get everything winterized. But we'll get into that further on in the show. One thing I want to talk to you about tonight, and I have seen so many cars this year, seems like it's really stuck out, going down the track crooked, dog tracking, driving straight for the wall. And what's the problem? You see the wheels, you know, rear wheels break off, front wheels fold under. You've got to align, get your car aligned. Now, you can have somebody that builds it, and if they say they aligned it and they got the strings and they pulled everything set like it should, great. But if you're working on your car, you just got a friend working on your car, and he puts it back together and gets the motor in there and goes, there's your car. Is it lined up? Is the caster and the camber right? Is the rear end square in the car? I've seen rear ends that were bent so that the top of the slicks were bowed in. You know, pay attention. Get them checked. It doesn't cost that much to get a car aligned. The guy here in Augusta that everybody takes him to is Eubanks, and I think he charges $100 for full four-wheel drive, everything. Checks the back end, front end, left, right, sets it, pats it on the butt. If he sees a problem, he does not repair the problem. He marks it. It gives you a receipt with that on there. It tells you to go replace that. He said he don't want to get into the liability of parts. All he does is alignment. You get it, you put it on, you take it back, he'll align it. And you need to have your race car aligned about once a year. I would recommend doing it first of the year when you go out, everything's right. And unless you do a giant wheelie or something, you should be great for the whole year. check it out. And that's going to give you, the front end is going to be checked. It's going to be ball joints, steering, sector, everything gets touched with a good alignment. So get your car aligned before you go back out. And some of you are going to be really surprised how much easier your car is to drive. Back to you, Doug. Let's see what we got going tonight.
Well, all right, Ernie. First thing, you better get away from that noise a little bit there. You're a little bit too close to the TV and the old lady and everything. I can hear you back there. But, Ernie, on that insurance, Ernie, I saw what, you know, does it cover somebody steal your stuff? Because talk about that, because there's a whole lot of stuff got stolen this past month or so, Ernie.
Yes, it does. If it's stolen, you call the police, make a police report. Call Don, send him a copy of the report, and he takes it from there. But if it's insured, now, if you've got a $100,000 car and you got it insured for $20,000, all you go get is $20,000. So make sure when you get your insurance that you don't cut yourself short. But, yes, it will cover being stolen from basically anywhere, the track, motel, anything like that. Back to you, sir.
And I need you to write this down. When you get a chance, maybe this week, because maybe Wednesday we might do it. See, can you get Don Kennedy on here? And we need to talk about nothing but stolen stuff. And how you got to do it, and what all you got to do, because we've been got a lot of people's stuff and got stolen this past week or so, Ernie. And we need to know that all the ins and outs on how to put in claims for stealing and all that stuff and stuff. So if you get Ernie, call him tomorrow and see can you get him to do just a portion on stolen stuff, because we're getting a lot of stuff stolen this time of the year.
If you want to touch his number up, you can bring it on here tonight.
All right, let me see. Keep on talking, Ernie. Let me see.
Okay.
Can I get him on here? Let me see. Yeah, go ahead. Just talk about something.
Okay. All right. But, you know, I know you're not going to be going anywhere in your race car.
Let me get you somebody to talk to. Pajo, you want to talk to Big Ernie? Pajo, you want to talk to Ernie while I go back and try to get the insurance man on? Pajo? Right,
Apple Pajo. Ain't okay.
All right. Go ahead, Ernie.
Get your insurance for what you think your car is worth, or what you're willing to accept for your car. Like, see, if you've got it insured for $40,000 and it gets $20,000 worth of damage, you're going to get paid for it. If it gets totaled, you're going to get $40,000. You know, it's like playing odds in Vegas. In fact, I think you've got better odds at Vegas than you do right now with race cars going out of town racing, because they've been stealing rigs, cars, trailers, you name it. And get the additional coverage on contents and the trailer. Here again, it's not that expensive, and it's well worth it. Your insurance on your vehicle, your truck, your tow vehicle, only covers the liability of the trailer. So if you make it a turn and you cut short and you run into a car in the turn lane.
Hey, Ernie! I got Don Kennedy on it. I didn't tell him what you wanted with him, Ernie. I didn't tell him nothing, Ernie. I just said you needed him.
Don, I need you. I want you. I love you.
No, that's wrong.
Crack me up. Don, we're in a conversation tonight about insurance on race cars, trailers, sundry items. And so much stuff has been stolen in the last month, 2 months. You have insurance on your car. Let's say we've got $40,000. It gets stolen.
Yep.
What is the process that needs to be done?
Okay, it's really simple. You get a police report. You send me a little bit of information, like I was parked in the front of my house going to a race. Somebody stole my trailer. It doesn't have to, because most of the time the police report indicates the time and everything. And the hardest thing to do is get the police report. You send that to me. I look it over. I look over a couple things, and then I forward it to the claim department and make sure all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, everything is as best as possible for the claim department. And then once I forward it to them, then it's up to them at the Hagerty Claim Department, in some cases, will contact my client and say, we're going to send somebody out there to look at it, or most of the time there's nothing to look at, but we're going to look at it, look at the police report, and they'll cut you a check. It's not the reason I like to do it, because I have a huge amount of clients, and I kind of know how to deal with the claim department. Now, one of the things that's happened since Hagerty went public, they are a little bit slow on getting claims taken care of. One of the reasons, they work out of their house, they don't have anybody to hold them accountable. But I call on every claim, I call about every 3 to 4 days, and if I don't talk to somebody live, I leave a voicemail on concerning the claim. And I beat them up to make sure they get things done. And in most instances, the police report tells everything that they need. And if you have the trailer insured for X number of dollars, and Hagerty puts a $250 deductible on all trailers, then you'll get a check made out to you for the amount you have it insured for.
How much is the additional for the trailer?
Huh?
How much is cost is additional for trailer coverage?
Well, in each state, it's a little bit different because of the issues in each state. Generally, it's 1 to 2% of the guaranteed value. Okay. It's a little bit different. One of the things that a lot of people get confused on is liability of the trailer. The liability, if the trailer gets loose and hits somebody, the liability is covered by the tow vehicle's insurance. All Hagerty covers if the trailer is damaged, destroyed, or stolen, whatever value you put on it. But a lot of people misunderstand the coverage of a trailer because they think it covers liability. And I called 6 or 7 insurance companies to verify this here about 8-9 months ago, and every single insurance company, the liability is covered on the trailer with the tow vehicle's insurance. So that's
See, guys, I know something about that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got the trailer, we got the car.
Yeah.
How about contents in it?
Okay. What I do is most of the clients, I put $5,000 worth of parts in your trailer or your shop, costs $15 a year. Now, parts are really cheap compared to tools. Tools are about twice as expensive as parts. And so normally I just put automatic because it's so inexpensive. Parts, if it's damaged, destroyed, or stolen, is covered in the contents of a trailer. Now, most insurance companies don't cover contents of a trailer. And parts can be everything that you can think of, any part that you have. And tools, some people have a lot of tools in there. you know, a clutch machine or whatever, you know. So if I ask them how much tools they have, and then I tell them that tool cost of contents is twice as expensive as parts for some reason. But I try to put parts on everybody because it's only $15 a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, now.
Yeah, for $5,000.
Right. Yeah. Now, let's go one stage further. The rig is stolen. The fire suit and helmet and all that is in the car. Does that have to be insured separate, or does that figure as part of the car?
It would be covered as contents. It would be covered in contents. I call it parts. It's not tools, but we had a claim. A guy had a issue with his some of the stuff that he had in his trailer, and it was covered. One of the things that we put on is it covered personal stuff, and that would be considered personal, and it would be covered.
Okay.
One of the things that I put on there is Motorsports Advantage, and that's kind of a little bit of a gray area. Motorsports Advantage gives you coverage. If you break down, you can get reimbursement. Like I was coming back from St. Louis, and my dually fuel filter got clogged up, and so I had to stay in a hotel, and I got $800 back for trip interruption, it's called. It also gives you a little bit of coverage on some of the contents also. But parts and Motorsports Advantage is $35 a year. Motorsports Advantage gives you environmental spill, which nobody uses except out in California. If you're towing your vehicle and you're getting a wreck, and you get billed for dropping fluid on the highway, you can get up to $2,500, which a client had that happen, and he got $1,500 reimbursed. So Motorsports Advantage also has something that a lot of people don't like to talk about. If my client gets deceased, his wife or his dependents will get a $10,000 death benefit. And we had a client, believe it or not, was towing his vehicle, and he got bit by a bee, and he had a cardiac arrest, and he crashed and passed away. And I didn't tell. Some racers don't like that, but this racer, I really didn't tell him that I put it on there, Motorsports Advantage. So I called up his wife, and I told her, I said, he has a $10,000 death benefit through Hagerty. And, you know, she cried, and I was all teary, too. And I said, I'll handle it. Just send me the death certificate. So she got $10,000. But some racers think that, you know, they don't do that. Wives love it. My wife loves it. Oh, yeah, if something happens to you while you're racing, you die, and I'll get $10,000. But us men,
she may go out and do something to your car. She may do something to your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
so that's the two things that I put on most people: Motorsports Advantage for $20 a year, and parts for $15.
There's no reason not to do that. All right, guys,
yeah.
Y'all got any questions about your insurance?
Let me. So, Don, now, when you said at first the initial cost of what the insurance costs, now by the time you do that, let's just call it full coverage, a full coverage. Give me another ballpark figure now with all that coverage you just talking about that you don't tell me about at first. Tell me about a ballpark figure. What would all that cost me if I wanted to be fully insured with everything?
With a trailer?
Everything.
Okay.
Let's say everything.
Okay. I can give you an example. Let's say we insure the race car for $50,000, an example. Okay? You can, the race car is going to cost $500 a year for $50,000 worth of guaranteed value. Then we do the trailer. Say we do the trailer for $50,000. It's going to be about 1 to 2%, depending on what state you're in. And let's just say 2%. So that would be $1,000. So it'd be $1,500 for the trailer at 50, the race car at 50. Then we put parts at $5,000. That's $15. And then we put Motorsports Advantage at $20 a year. That's another $20. And then if you want to cover tools, you can figure it's twice as expensive as parts. So if you want $5,000 worth of tools, it's going to be $30 a year. And so add it all up, you can figure it out, you know. For under $2,000, you can have a pretty good package. Now, one of the cool things that I do is Haggerty's a very, very, very big company, and I don't like to pay them money all at once. So I pay it quarterly. You can pay it all at once. You can pay twice a year, four times a year, or monthly. Depends on a person's budget. Me personally, I just give them my credit card, and they ding my credit card every quarterly. And that way they, you know, you can write it off if you want to, if you have it set up that way, and you can do all kinds of things. Another thing that we're getting ready to send an email out is everybody needs to put your assets in a trust. Okay, this is something that a person can talk to a lawyer or go online. If you put your assets, a race car, any asset that you have, a house, a car, anything, you need to put it in a trust. If anything ever happens to you, whether you get sued, they cannot touch the trust. And I tell everybody to do that. Now, it's a revocable trust. You still control your assets. But if something happens to you and you kick the bucket, there's no taxes paid on your assets. None. Zero. And I'm really animate. And the next email goes out next month. We're going to tell everybody to get everything in the trust. I just bought a truck. I put the truck in the trust. If I get sued for some reason, they can't touch the race car. They can't touch my house. They can't touch my truck. They can't touch my trailer. They can't touch anything because everything is in a trust. And it's pretty animate. I'm pretty animate about making sure everybody understands that. And you can put a trust. You can go online and get a trust online. And when you do a trust, you do not use your name in the trust. Like I have a different name for my trust. Use it, home trust or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But I'm really concerned about everybody putting their assets in a trust. Then you can name your wife or your friends or whoever you want as a trustee, but you still control everything until you kick the bucket. Now, back to the coverage of a trailer and all that stuff. What you want to put on the value of your stuff depends on your budget, okay? I can get a trailer. Trailers are expensive as heck. That kind of determines the premium, of course. And another thing, too, is that the different states, everybody has an insurance score. And all the insurance companies have access to an insurance score. You know, I had a good friend of mine turn down, my accountant of all things, because he had a terrible driving record, so he got turned down. Your driving record kind of starts over every 3 years. And we've had some clients turned down because of their driving record. We had one young man that was – Haggerty won't insure anybody unless you have 10 years of racing experience. So if you're young and you race a junior dragster, they finally allowed that to be part of their racing experience. So we always get that handled. We do junior dragsters, $20,000 a junior dragster. Most of them are sure that. And that's kind of some of the things that we need to go over. Now, we had a client turn down because of his driving record by one of his family. He said he may drive the car. This is for a street car. So they turned him down. So driving record's important and everything. So that's important to get covered. Any more questions? I talk too much, guys.
No. We want everything. This is the big one here. I need everybody to pay attention, including Ernie. This is the big one. All right, I didn't put in my claim. You didn't got me a check. I'm satisfied. And then they recover my stuff. Then they recover my stuff. Now what happens if they recover my stuff that you done already paid me a claim for, Don?
Most of the time, if they recover the stuff, they will offer it to you back at some price. Sometimes they just take it and sell it. They're not in the business to collect stuff. Haggerty's not. Each case is a case-by-case coverage. We had a guy that he hurt his car in the trailer and totaled it out. And Haggerty came back and said, you know, we're going to total it out. He had it insured for $50,000, and to fix it, it's 75% damaged. And they took it, and then they said, you can buy it back at $5,000. And my client said, I'll give you $2,500, and they got it back. Case-by-case basis, as they recover it, I've asked them that question, and they all have a certain gray area. We have to go by case. You know, if it's totally destroyed when they recover it, nobody wants it, they've already paid for it, they'll just sell it or auction it off or whatever. So that's basically what happens to that.
Hold up, Ernie. I ain't through, Ernie. All right, Don. I got my stuff back. I recovered all my stuff. I got everything. When nothing damaged, I got everything intact, just like they stole it. But I don't tell you I recovered it. What happened? I mean, how you going to know if I recovered it? How you going to know?
I won't know. I probably don't
want to
know.
Talk to me then, because what I'm saying is, if I had a claim, I'm just trying to get all the, you know, I'm a crook, so I'm going to think like a crook. If I had all my stuff and you paid me for everything I had, even if I told you I got it recovered, I probably ain't going to tell you I got everything back because, you know, I'm always going to know I can keep some of my stuff you might not know about. So what happened in that case if I get recovered and I don't report it to you, Don, that I got my stuff back? I mean, what happened in that case?
Well, Haggerty has a ton of lawyers that investigate claims. Okay? They look, I mean, they're professional. They know about people that aren't straight up with them. And they have investigators that look into situations like you're describing. And what they do, I don't know. 99% of my clients are super. And we only had one claim that was denied because the guy wasn't straight up. And what Haggerty does, I can't tell you as far as investigating and doing all that. One of the things that why I like to handle the claim process is I want to make sure that Haggerty's stuff that they get from my client fits their information needed, so to speak. That way we're making sure that Haggerty knows that everything is according to Hoyle, and then when I put it in there, that's why I tell my clients, let me handle the claims. You know, I had a car that was destroyed in a towing accident in a dust storm that got, he was towing a half-ton pickup with a tag, in a dust storm in New Mexico, and an 18-wheeler stopped in the middle of the freeway thinking he was stopped on the side, and my client hit the 18-wheeler, and then a car hit his tag, and then another car hit that car, and then another 18-wheeler hit the second car, and another 18-wheeler hit the first 18-wheeler, and it knocked the Copo Camaro out of the trailer on its side. And
right.
It is absolutely amazing.
Well, Don, let me help you out with something, Don. And I want you to take this here and take it back and do some more research on it. Normally, now I know about a situation where what they do is when they do a claim like you was talking about for total loss, what they do is they put that in a what they call an open file. In other words, it's not a closed case. What I mean by open file, the company that I know about told me every 3 months they do an investigation. Full investigation on that claim to see that does the person got anything back, does they have any more of the same race and stuff and all that. They say that every 3 months they do they check out and they say it's an open claim. Now, Donna, what I want you to try to do for us to let us know something, go investigate that and see how they do it, because we ain't saying nobody's crooked, but you know we all got crooked tendencies. You can say what you want to. So you find out, and that's how they do it. They said for at least a year. They said for at least a year, every 3 months, they go do an investigation. Like you said, I don't know how they do it, but they go do an investigation on that claim that you just did when somebody said, and make sure that they haven't recovered their stuff back. Because I do know for a fact that a guy did recover some of his stuff back, but he didn't report none of it. Wasn't nothing ever done to him, though, but he never reported none of his stuff that he did get back.
There are insurance investigators and insurance adjusters.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you got a claim in for $50,000 and your stuff was stolen. You can be sure, very good probability, somebody might show up at a drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
And, my gosh, there's all your stuff. They're going to call you. Did you get your stuff back? You haven't reported it?
What I'll do.
That gets into major theft.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll get in writing.
That's insurance
fraud. I'll call. Yeah, insurance fraud is pretty serious. I have a sneak suspicion after dealing with Haggerty. They're very accommodatable. I mean, they're not in the business. They're not in the business to collect cars or trailers. And I have found out they're very, very generous in dealing with claims. Like when that one client of mine that his car is destroyed. He could have bought it back for, they offered him, pulled him $5,000, and he told them $2,500, and he got it back.
Yeah, but they're not into being screwed either.
Pardon me?
They're not into being screwed either. I mean, Haggerty's a great company, and
I've
dealt with
them
for years.
Yeah,
but,
you're right. Yeah. Well, they have the investigators, but that's why I make sure everything is put into the claim department properly. You know, I have to make sure, because I kind of know basically after dealing with claim department for 40 years with health insurance and stuff, I kind of know the proper way to do it. And I kind of like to deal with claim department as in between my clients, because sometimes a client, like a friend of mine, he was upset, and I told him not to deal with him because I said, you can't deal with anybody if you get them mad. They just be madder, and just let me handle everything. And I did that. He got his $135,000 in 4 weeks.
But I'll find out in writing about that. Right, Don. That's another question for you, Don. Like I said, I hope you're taking all this down, because we'll come back to you. We might even come back to you this week. We don't know. But just say I'm an innocent dummy, and I go in. Well, I say, well, Don didn't tell me that if I got my stuff back, I had to let him know. If I did get my stuff back, what would I do? I call you and tell you I recovered my stuff? Or what do I do in the case if I do get my stuff back and want to be right up front, Don? What do I do?
Call me.
Mm-hmm.
Always call me first.
Okay. Right.
Always.
Okay.
Always call me first. We'll discuss it. I'll find out tomorrow in writing. Verbal doesn't mean much, but I'll find out in writing what the situation is. I suspect it will be case-by-case basis. I do know one thing with all the people that have claims. They've never raised a premium on them or told them they can't get insurance anymore. And
that was
we've
my
had
next
nobody
question, Don. That was my dog. You're doing like Ernie now. That was my next question. But go ahead and explain it now, because that was the next question. Do they raise your insurance? Do they drop you or what? That was my next question.
No. They haven't raised insurance on any of my claims, and they haven't denied insurance on any of them so far. No, they. In fact, Hagerty hasn't raised their premium. They said they were going to raise it in July, but I think that's on some of the street cars because the liability is getting so expensive. But as far as race cars, they haven't raised the premium on it at all. It's still basically 1% less $20. And, you know, now one of the things, a lot of people insure their cars for a lot, and in some instances, if the database of that particular type of car is not with Hagerty, we have to have receipts on how much you have in the car. And, you know, if you bought a car, the other day a guy bought a car for $70,000, and so Hagerty wanted to know, wanted to get a receipt on how much he paid for it, which he got, and that he got it insured. So, you know, the Hagerty's claim department is smooth right now. I'm not saying they're always going to be smooth, but with me handling it and my clients understand that I'm your advocate, I'll go to bat for you 150%, and that way I think it's smoother. Now, when you get the check, it's going to be made out to you, not to a body shop. Like regular insurance companies, they'll make it out to a body shop if you have to get something fixed. And the check is made out to every one of my clients personally, and they'll call me up, what do I do with it? And I said, I would cash it if I was you. You know?
Yeah.
And I said, do I have to take it to the body shop? I said, it's your money. Do whatever you want.
Okay,
yeah, don't
Adam.
Keep it
Come
over
on,
90
Adam.
Days. Don't keep it over 90
What's
days.
That?
It'll stale date.
What's that?
Because don't keep an insurance check over 90 days. It'll stale date, and it'll be no good.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, just get it, cash it, and then not worry about it. And whatever you do with it, fix it yourself or whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, I want them to make sure that they take the check and give it to my clients, not to a body shop and a client. You know,
yeah.
And everything. So some people can fix
it.
And they know that. Yeah, they know that too.
Now, one thing you were talking about the the term you use for putting your race car in
garage mode.
The hell's that got? No, the protection for your under death and stuff like that. One stupid tonight. There is an action or a law that they're trying to get passed that if you're a member of an LLC or a incorporation or any of these others, any financial interest in it whatsoever, you're supposed to fill out a form and declare it. If they pass the law, that's what it's going to be. So, you know, their whole deal is they're going to close every loophole that they can find on everybody. They want everybody's money.
Well, the trust right now is the way to go. I mean, I've had friends that put stuff in a trust, and a friend of mine put stuff in a trust, and he left a whole bunch of money. to his family, and they didn't have to pay one single cent for taxes. And also I had a friend of mine had a trust. He got sued, and they couldn't touch anything he had in the trust. Couldn't touch it.
Well,
he had his
house. Do you have to list everything?
It depends on how you want to do it. All I did is I went online and made up a name. Don't use your own personal name because people might look at that. But use any kind of anything you want to call it. And you put a house. You put my house in it. And I put the race car in it, my trailer in it, a truck in it, any assets that you have, you just put it in it, and then you file it, and you keep it. And then what I do is I have a checking account that's under the trust account, only for record keeping only, to show that it's legitimate. And I keep like $50 or $100 in it.
Don, explain to me how can I do that and not have it under my name? Explain that. I don't get that.
Well,
how you going there?
Okay, it's gonna be in your name. I just when you call it, you want to call it like the tree
Willie
trust.
Bell trust.
Yeah, you just don't want to put your personal name on it. It's still under your name as a trustee. But you don't want to put your name publicly when they find out about it, and then because it's just a security situation. You know, I didn't put my name under Don Kennedy Trust because people might start looking, and I put it under another name, you know, anything, you know, the Moon Trust, anything, but you're still, you own it, and then you have trustees. Like I have my wife first and then my daughter second and my other daughter third, that if something happens to me. But important of all is if somebody sues you, they can't touch those assets.
Don, I might be dummy. Okay, you say you put it on. I'm just saying you put your trust on. I'm just going to use whatever the name you said. All right, what if you pass and then they don't know who your trustee. How they gonna know, how your trustees gonna know what name you put on it? Do you tell them what name you put on it, and you just go tell them you didn't pass or something? How they can prove that? Because the death certificate ain't gonna say that false name, is it?
You can put a name on it, and you'll be the trustee, and then you can make each member a trustee, and you control it. You control it. You have 100% control over whatever you want to do. If you want to sell an asset, or whatever you do. And I suggest to everybody to go online and get the full detail on it, or if you know a lawyer, set it up. My wife knows that if I kick the bucket, she's a trustee. If we both kick the bucket, it's my youngest daughter and then my oldest daughter. And the assets will go to them, and they will pay no taxes, no nothing. I tell everybody to go talk to a lawyer or go online. Like when I moved here to Tennessee, I changed a trust to another name. And I got it, and I got a big old huge pamphlet that says everything in it, and you know, everybody knows who, in case I kick the bucket, what's going to happen. And it's just a safety thing, you know, just a smart thing to do, because you know, people get sued, and then you have assets, and pretty soon your assets are gone, and you know, you have nothing, and that's what I tell everybody. I'm hesitant
I did
to tell everybody.
I have been in a lawsuit situation like that, and where they wanted to sue me, and you know, CompuCar is incorporated. It's a full corporation. It's not a LLC.
Yeah.
But when they sued me, they wanted to sue Ernest Wren and CompuCar Nitro System. I said, well, you can sue one, but you can't sue the other. Well, how do you figure that? I work for the corporation. I don't own the corporation.
Yeah.
The only thing assets you can get are what the corporation has, which the corporation is worth a dollar. So you can get $1 million judgment, but you're only going to get a dollar.
Yeah. Well, you trust is the
I got a headache. I got a headache with all this. I'm confused. I got a headache, but go ahead. Somebody else hit the. If anybody else don't understand this, somebody else hit the one button. Come on. Go ahead, Don.
What you're doing is in a trust is you're put. You have two different types of trust. One's an irrevocable trust, and then just a straight trust.
Yes.
And that way, what you're saying is that you're working for this organization, and it's got all this stuff, and you get all the benefits from playing with it and doing it and everything.
Right.
And your wife is a member of the trust. Your children can be a member of the trust, or you can exclude them from the trust.
Right.
No, it's not a give. And
right.
Okay. This is what
nobody can
this,
go
this is what
after
I don't
the trust.
Let me ask one more question, Ernie, because I'm completely lost. I ain't gonna lie to you. I might be a dummy, but I'm lost. Okay. Your name Don Kennedy. You got your trust on the Ty Joe Kennedy. Now, if something happened to you and you pass away, then you come over there. How can I claim it? Does Ty Joe Kennedy, alias Don Kennedy, or how you do that? I'm trying to say, how can you make a claim on a fake name if they don't know who you are?
Well, see, you're going to use a name. The reason we don't use your personal name is simply for protection.
Mm-hmm.
Of anybody that might want to come in. It's just a simple way to make sure that somebody doesn't see Don Kennedy Trust and come after me. It's just everything is the same. You are the owner of the trust, and you put your name in it. You go online, what I did 7 years ago, 6 years ago. I went online, filled it all out, put all everything, put the assets in there. You buy a new car, you put it in. You put the race car in there. You put your house in there. Any assets you may have, and it's just a smart thing to do, and in case something happens, because someday somebody's going to sue somebody, and if you have assets, they're going to come after you. And
who,
if it's in a
the
trust,
execution
you can't
of the trust? Who is the execution of the trust? Who's the execution of the trust?
You are.
And whoever
if I die? What if I'm dead? What if I'm dead and gone?
Okay.
I mean, what's going to happen?
Your daughter is part of the trust also. Whoever you trust to be part of the trust. So if something happens to you, each one of them has unlimited power. They can close it down.
My daughter's going to come in and say, Don Kennedy dead. I want to pick up his trust. They're going to go to the wedding call and say, well, Don Kennedy ain't got no trust. This is Pie Joe Kennedy trust. That's what I'm getting at. How are they going to claim it if you got another name? You don't have an official name.
Hey,
they're not,
dog.
The daughters, they're not going to come
call, in. Call a lawyer, man. Let him explain it to you.
I ain't got time to call him right now. I ain't not because he talked more than both of y'all. Hold on, we got a caller here. Make him explain. 864-6297. Can you explain it? Cause I'm done.
Willie Dog. This D White man.
All right, that's Fear Shula, D White man. Yeah.
So, I guess the easiest way to explain it. A lot of people do it with firearms and stuff. The biggest advantage of a trust. I'm not all hip on the if somebody sues you, they can't touch anything in a trust. I don't know so much about that part of it. The biggest advantage of it is. So what he's saying is you don't put your name. You have to name the trust. It is an entity of its own. You have to name it. He's saying don't make it your name. Name it something else. So
don't
you have a trust,
okay.
you could name it Godfather Trust, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you would be the main trustee when you do it, and then you can have other trustees on it also. The advantage of that is if something happens to you, nothing that is in that trust will end up in probate.
Correct.
Somebody else, you transfer owner. As soon as you die, everybody else on that trust is still the owner of everything in that trust. It doesn't have to go to any court. It doesn't have to go anywhere.
Yep.
There's
no income tax.
Even, right. There's no inheritance tax. There's no none of that stuff because all of you own it in that trust. So it's easy to transfer without having to deal with the court system. Anytime you get the government involved in any of your business, you're going to lose money.
That's right.
And that's the big advantage of it, is you can have stuff in a trust, and if you wanted your brother or your cousin or just a good friend, they could be on that. And a lot of people do it with firearms because firearms are a lot harder to transfer ownership, especially if you have what's called NFA items. And Ernie knows a lot
right,
about those.
Class 3 stuff.
Most people
yeah,
won't.
Yeah, yeah.
You can transfer that a lot simpler through a trust. They still have to be, if it's the NFA items, they have to be approved for that. But it makes it simpler to transfer ownership of items without having to go through a court.
Your police record doesn't go into effect
on
transfer. Yeah. The police record, your police record does not necessarily go into the transfer of a NFA or just or anything to a trust because a trust is an entity into itself.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's just a smart thing.
I think, Dog, you're confusing yourself because of the naming part.
Right.
Don
yeah.
Kennedy
right.
will still
that's
be on there as is the originator and as one of the trustees of the trust, but it won't be
right.
called Don Kennedy. It'll be called whatever he wanted
that,
to name
okay,
it.
That, that, okay,
and,
that's what I'm talking about. Okay,
and
thank
the, and
that's
the reason
what I'm,
you
that's
do
exactly.
that
okay.
is
yeah.
the
I
trust itself
now.
Is public knowledge. Anybody can search
it
and find it.
I got enough. That's what
so
I was
you wouldn't
looking
want to be
for.
Able to type
saying.
In the name.
Yeah.
They can't search
yeah.
who owns the trust, but they can search the name of a trust. So if
I
you name
you.
It your name,
it.
When they search your name, they can see it, and then that'll just turn on a light bulb, and they'll want to find out more.
Okay, I got it.
Another thing is, it's called
okay.
a trust, and whoever you involve in it, make damn sure that you trust them. Because they have
correct.
Just as much power
they have
as
just as
you
much
do.
Control as you do.
Yeah.
They
even
can go
before
in there
you're
and
dead.
Clearing you out. Right.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
damn.
That's
okay.
one thing for sure. Whoever you put on it, you definitely have to trust them because they have just as much power as you do.
Okay.
Good well, they won't be able, they're not, they have no power to sell anything.
It depends on how it's set up.
The best thing to do is to go online, what I did, and you can see all those answers, or get a lawyer to set it up.
Yeah, the best
you know.
Thing, Dog, is if you're interested in something like that, just look up locally lawyers that do trust and just go.
Yep.
Any of them will do a free consultation.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. you can either have a phone call with them or go sit down with them and say, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to protect, and this is why. And the
yeah.
good thing about that is you're not – you're not sending information over the internet, and
yep.
if you're in a consultation with a lawyer, anything you say to them is privileged information.
Yep,
that's exactly right.
You can call Richard Ingram.
Yeah, lawyer man.
Ingram,
man. Y'all have a lawyer on here, Tom.
Yeah, we
yeah.
got one.
Any street walking lawyer can do a trust. That's basic stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, open the YouTube back out because you talk more than Don and Ernie. Okay. Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead, Ernie and Don. Y'all go ahead. Ernie, take it over. Good report, though. Good report.
Sorry,
good
I brought
report.
That up.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey,
Ernie.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah.
Don't think I was the only one that didn't understand that. I got six texts over here. They didn't understand either. I wasn't the only one that didn't understand that.
No, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it at first either, but it's just for protect. You just don't
yeah.
need anybody
no,
to know
when
what
Phil,
your name.
When Phil said it'll still be Don Kennedy, but the name ought to just be Pi Joe Kennedy or something, but it still be – I got it now, though. Yeah.
Well, mine is I had one that was a DBA 2155 Enterprises, B&E Enterprises, Division of
yeah.
Lazy SOB Enterprises, you know.
Yeah, whatever
so
you want to call it.
It's what you want to call it. You want to call it Ford, it's Ford. That's
yeah.
just a name for you to have the paperwork on.
Have a little privacy.
You can do anything you want around it.
Phil, I'm glad you told me to go get it, man. I'm glad you told me to go get it. Good report. Good report.
All right, sir. Don, appreciate you coming on short notice.
Yeah.
Find out some more information, and we'll give you a call back, and we'll sell some more insurance for Don Kennedy race car insurance. Yes, more, sir. Appreciate it.
Right.
Don't forget Renegade Racing for all your fuel needs. Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. And all your man. You need some help. Talk ain't cheap, but it can sure save you a lot of money. Back to you, Mr. Dog. Guys, y'all have a good one. Bundle up north. Later, sir.
All right. Well, Ernie, you said it all, man. We appreciate Don for, like I said, anytime we call him, he's right there. So we appreciate Don for coming on. And Ernie, we'll holler at
you
later, big man.
You guys.
Appreciate both of y'all. Okay.
I appreciate
have
you guys.
Have a good one,
man. All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. Phew. Finally got it. Yes, sir.
There's a leak in this old building, and my soul
has got to move.
My soul
has got to move.
Ooh, my soul
has got to move.
There's a leak in this old building, y'all, and my soul
has got to move.
I've got another building.
A building I made.
Good evening, my family. Good evening, good evening. As always, we was so glad to hear some knowledge and understanding of the word of this racing world from my brother. Regarding he loves us, so he just continued to feed us with a wealth of knowledge. We thank Brother Don for coming in, giving us some insight on the insurance part of it. And I want to give man a little insurance from the Lord himself. And I was privileged today. I don't know about you all, but me and myself, no matter where I may sin along the way, no matter where I may come short of the glory of God, I have a love for my Lord's word. And I just can't get enough of it. So as we was listening to Big Earn today, I got a chance to ease over on a service we have on Monday called God's Plan. I got a chance to eat a little bit and digest a little of God's word. And I want to give you a verse or two, and I'm going to get on out of here, and hopefully you all will tune in tomorrow and hear some more. Amen? Now, we have heard in the book of John, the 14th chapter here, we've heard this many times. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me. We've heard it many, many times where it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. We've heard him say, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. You know, I could give you a lot more, but I'm going to stop right there for the sake of time and tell man this. You know, when your mom and your father would leave home and they would tell you they're going to bring you something back, you counted on it. You almost, the old people say, you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. You put it in your pipe and you started smoking on it because you knew mom and daddy weren't going to tell you no lie. When mom said it, or daddy said it, you just believed it. You didn't see it, but you believed it. It's just like my Lord and Savior. The Bible says he's a spirit. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. We should believe even though we can't see. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He said it. And we need to believe it. I want to ask each and every one of you all to take that little bit there in the 14th chapter of John. If you get a chance, go back and read it yourself. Brother, you may speak on it a little more tomorrow. And with that being said, We're not going to hold you there, but please, if you can, come on and fellowship with us tomorrow evening at the same appointed time. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Brother, back to you.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Brother D. And Phil, don't you go nowhere. You and Pie Joe, don't you go nowhere. And I'm finna full speed y'all a little bit of something there. I'm finna full speed you.
I'm too close to my journey's end. I'm too close to turn back into a world of sin. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. Lord, you know I've just gotta make it to heaven somehow. I'm a too close. I said I'm too close to finally saving my soul. I'm a too close, hallelujah, to heaven, and I can't turn around. No, I'm so close, because he's holding to my hand, and I know he'll lead me to the land. I'm too close. I want to see my mother again. Hallelujah. I'm too close to miss shaking hands with all my friends. I'm too close, ever since that Friday, to heaven. And I can't
turn around. Oh, no, I will not turn around. Well, anyway, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Thanks to my boy Cowboy. Cowboy brought me so much doggone food, man. I just finished it up. Thank you, Flop. I just finished it up today, man. Cowboy got me so much food, man. I'm over here. If I gain some weight, I'm gonna make him help me lose it up. But I want to appreciate Cowboy for always looking out for the old boy. He bought me some food, boy. I just finished it up today. But also, I want to tell everyone out there, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving and everything. But you got to remember one thing, fellas. Thanksgiving is every day. Every day you wake up and can breathe and get your behind up, that's a Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving should be every day you can get your sorry behind up and everything. So right now, we're going to get on over to the program. We got the Lakers playing Philadelphia tonight, and we got a sorry the Bears playing somebody on football. So either y'all, I'm going to watch basketball or football. I'm going to go in there and just watch me a movie. The Book of Negroes. Mike Hill said go there and watch that. The Book of Negroes. That's a miniseries you might want to go look at there. Anyway, I'm going to get Phil back on there. And Pie Joe should have texted me that before I asked the question, and Phil would have to come on there. Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
D. White Man. Now, Phil, they said, Pie Joe texted me and said it's just like a Facebook account. Your Facebook account might say Rump Shaker. But Phil Shuler is the originator, though, right? Is that the same way? Is that by
kind of, sort of, but Facebook, actually, they've gradually been trying to crack down on that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to get an idea, because I didn't really understand.
No.
It's just like I'm saying.
Well, if Phil died, it's not a physical thing.
Okay, you got a trust.
It's a paperwork bin.
But what I'm saying is, Phil, if you got a truck that says Rump Shaker and you had me as a trustee, what am I going to go and tell them? I want to cash in on Phil Shuler.
No, not man, you want to cash in. But what it lets happen is if something happens to me, that stuff don't sit in. So if you don't have a will, you don't have any of that stuff, and something happens to you and you own anything, that stuff goes to the to decide who gets it.
Okay, so okay, Phil, hold up. Okay, hold up, Phil. Let me get straight because I still ain't got it all the way, but I got it when you said it. So in other words, if Phil was to pass away, he got a trust that's called Rump Shaker, but the official that's just the name of the trust, but they know Phil Shuler owned it. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Correct. And I could have my family members or anybody I trust on it. That if I wanted to leave, if I wanted them to have my stuff when I passed away, then I can have them on it, and then they don't have to go through a court system to be able to have it.
Okay. All right.
It lets you transfer ownership when something happens to you without having to go through a court system.
I got you. So that basically saves you some money and time and everything else. Right.
Well, it saves a lot of hassle for the ones that you left behind, for sure. Because if you don't have a and really it's bad, but if you don't have a will or something and something happens to you and you own anything, that stuff gets hung up in the court system.
They call it probate. It goes to probate.
Figure out how to.
I'm saying, Phil, do they go? That's what they call probate. Is that what they call probate?
Yeah,
they put you
correct.
In probate. Or something?
Yeah, if you don't have somebody designated as the executor of your estate in a will or something like that, then the court system has to try to cipher out who's supposed to have what. And usually, they get some money out of it. They ain't gonna do it for nothing.
I got you. Kid, come on in there, kid. Hit that one button. Get this thing started. Phil, you're going into battle this weekend, ain't you, Phil? You're going to be able to go down to Bradenton this weekend and go into battle with Joseph Wells?
Some race cars are going into battle. Hell, I ain't battling nobody.
Well, you know, you tune on Joseph Wells, my man. You tune on Joseph Wells, don't you?
I understand that.
Well, I said, are you going into battle? Do y'all pull the beginning? Y'all probably going to the battle this weekend, right?
Dog, it's just like I tell everybody when people are trying to talk up races. I don't own no race car. I don't have nothing to do with nobody going to battle with nobody.
Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Official Motherfucker. Okay.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I ain't mad with you. Kid, what you got to say, kid?
But no, dog. That is the plan.
Right,
I'm listening to the white man.
The plan is the same as always, dog. Have W's in your lane, regardless of who's in the other lane.
Well, like I said, I'm gonna be down there just look in your face and see how you look, then when you know if you get slapped in the mouth again, man.
Yeah, either gonna look like I've been sucking on lemons or be happy. One of the two.
who you riding with, dog?
I'm not talking, Phil. Oh, I didn't hear. Okay, say it again, kid.
But one thing
say
I
again,
learned,
kid.
Who you riding with?
Doing this is always 50-50.
Damn, motherfucker! I didn't hear they meet my mic on my own goddamn show.
Yeah, right.
Damn.
Dog said he got to stay impartial.
Yeah, I see that.
Either way it goes, it's gonna be bittersweet for me. It's bittersweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, so I'm just gonna ride the wave, whichever way it go. I just gotta go with the wave. That's all I gotta do.
Just going to enjoy the show, huh?
Well, Phil is my man, and I like Frankie, but you know, I'm the second undercover lover of Softy B. You know, I'm an undercover lover of Softy B down there. You know, so it is what it is.
Dog.
Yeah.
Oh. One thing about it, you got a jockey for room on them nuts. They fool.
You ain't lying now. Yeah. Everybody.
And that is
the this the only man right here.
I'll tell anybody, they deserve 100% of the success they have had because they put in more work than any race team out there.
Right.
That was Jersey Bulls.
Hey, Kid.
Come on, Flop. I know, yes, your man, Flop.
I heard you ask me who I like, Kid. You ain't even got to ask that question, man.
Oh, okay.
It's always this way in drudge racing. Is there's people that'll jump up and down, they salty bitch fans, couldn't tell you nothing about none of it. Who drives it, who owns it, nuts.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised, Phil. You'd be surprised, hey, Phil. Some of them same fans, if y'all win, damn, they over there in your camp now all of a sudden, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, Drake.
Not the fence straddler.
For sure is a what have you done for me lately.
Not the fence straddler.
All it takes is one L and you at the bottom and one W and you at the top.
Yeah, that's right. That is absolutely right. Oh, it's gonna be. It ought to be a good one, though. It's gonna be. Hey, Phil, you haven't been to the Snowbirds before. You haven't been out to the Snowbirds before.
Probably every year for about the past 4 or 5.
Well, Phil, they have more classes down there than duck have in this race. Don't they have more classes down there than duck race?
Probably the same total number, but more different variety. You know, a few less radio classes and a couple more big tire classes.
Okay, so
or bias tire classes, I guess.
If you had liberty to talk, do you like it pretty good, or does it run pretty smooth, or is it a cluster?
One thing Victor and Wade and them do have down there is for sure the last few times I've been down there for either the Snowbirds or the U.S. Street Nationals in January. Is they run a fairly tight ship as far as run times. Like you won't see nobody racing there at midnight.
Okay.
Like, they run a fairly tight operation, and they try to keep it in that window. Really, they do a really good job of keeping it in there. A good example is their test session. I think Wednesday and Thursday is from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be there all night running, and you won't be there all night running during the race either. They try to do a fairly good job of getting everybody out of there.
I got you. So, Phil, how do they prep?
Part of it is if you go to the track races at 11 o'clock, you don't want to be there until 1 in the morning.
But, Phil, how do they prep the track for big tires and small tires and run on the same track? How do they do that, Phil?
There's quite a few people just have seemed to be able to get a good handle on that. Not just Bradenton, Wade does probably one of the best jobs of anybody. But there's a few guys that have had Jimmy Bradshaw seems to do a good job of that. He helps a lot of them guys. Tyler Cross, Sydney and Orlando. A couple weeks ago, they had kind of the same thing at the World Street Nationals.
I got old Victor on the phone. Victor, this dog man, you on the show today? Victor,
what's
you doing,
going
Victor?
On? I'm good. How are you?
Tell everybody what we got. That was old Phil Shuler talking. Tell everybody what you got going on this weekend and how you got it running and what's going on. Victor, you on the blog talk show right now. Tell everybody what you got going on.
We got the Snowbirds this weekend. So we got testing all week. No time cars. We'll run testing every time we run qualifying. Qualifying starts Friday. So Friday they'll get two runs. Saturday they'll get two runs. Now Sunday we do the shootout, 10,000 to win.
Don't sound so enthused now.
Is Saturday two or three?
Say that again.
I thought on the schedule it had three on for Saturday.
Oh yeah, it probably does. I'm shooting off the hip.
Well, we got a grudge race on the last one, so that's the only reason I was asking that.
Oh no, we'll make sure we get your grudge race and dog. For all the notes and stuff, get that.
Victor, you fell out. We didn't hear you, Victor. You faded out on us, Victor.
Oh, no, I said we'll get it done, and I'm pretty – if it's whatever the schedule says, that's what we'll do. If it's three, then it's three. And I said, you know, Dog will be there, so me and Dog will make sure you guys get your run in whenever you want. If you guys got a grudge race locked in, you let us know. We get you in there.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's what everybody talk about. They should bring some excitement down there, though. But,
yeah, and honestly, the weather's killer. The track's already been real good, and the weather looks good for the rest of the week, so boys going to be fine.
Yes, sir. Anything else you want to put out, Victor, and let everybody better yet, Victor, since this is your first time over, well, this is your second time over here, just tell everybody who you is right quick, Victor, if you don't mind. Just tell everybody who you is.
I'm Victor Alvarez. I'm the owner of Bradenton Motorsports Park.
Well, you ain't that special.
I'm just this guy that owns the track. That's it. I love no time stuff. I love racing. We're gonna have a really good pro mod field this weekend. We're doing 52,000 to win pro mod. A lot of heavy hitters. So it's gonna be a good show.
Right.
Phil is coming, so you know it's gonna be good.
As he sat in a pro bot the other day and made a run, so now he's got the bug and he's fixing to go bankrupt.
Oh man, shoot.
Victor was driving a pro bot. He was driving a pro bot.
Yeah. I drove Mark Mickey's car, boy. I'm trying to do something. We'll see.
Oh shit. Victor, over here we like to start shit. So I'm gonna ask you a question now. If you're scared, just say you're scared. Who you like between Joseph Wells and Salty B? Which one of them you like between Joseph Wells and Salty B?
I think that's going to be a dog fight, man. I don't know. I got to pick one? Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm going to say this. If I have to pick one, I'm going to pick Josie because...
Oh, shit.
Phil is a bad man. And my son Hatton, he don't play around behind that seat. And I think that in this race, I think they're the underdogs, and I think that's gonna motivate them to put something on them.
Well, God, Victor, you just started some shit because Ryan Grigsby is a bad man, and that damn shot.
No, Grigsby used to tune one of my cars. And no, trust me, bro, I'm just saying, it's different when you get in the seat. And everybody's expecting the man next to you to beat you. You got something to prove. That's different.
Yeah. Well.
Everybody thinks that because Salty's been beating people all year. Everybody thinks Salty's gonna just go out there and beat on them boys like it ain't nothing. But I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh shit! Hold on a minute. 219-2285. That dude leaking? That leaking meal?
Yeah. What up?
What up, leaking?
Happy birthday.
I'm leaking.
What up? I like the Chevrolet.
Oh, man.
Both of them Chevrolet.
I like them both.
Okay.
Hold on a minute.
Let me get Vic out of here. All right, Vic, you got anything else you want to say before you get out of here? I'll be seeing you Thursday.
Nah, man. If you guys in the area, man, come out. It's going to be a hell of a show. Good end to the year. It's going to be some grudge action. And come on out.
A lot of money out there. A lot of money.
Too much money. That's why I can't go pull my money.
Like,
I'm giving
like
all my money away.
Like you saying it, dog. It's 52,000 to win in pro mod.
I like the Decca Boys. The Decca Boys.
Okay. All right, Vic. We appreciate it. We'll see you later on this week, Vic. We'll see you this week.
All right.
Take care, bro. All right, back. Oh, Lincoln, happy birthday to you, Lincoln. Happy birthday, Lincoln. What you doing in the one, bud? You had to come in and say something, Lincoln.
I had to pick Chevrolet. I like the Chevrolet. I like them both.
God damn. Oh, okay. Now, Phil. Now, Victor said some fucked up shit. Now, Victor talking about some, he trusts Phil is a tuner and had his bad behind the wheel.
No,
shit, Ryan Grigsby is a bad motherfucker, and so is Ricky Fabro.
You didn't pay attention to what he said. You didn't pay attention to what he said, though. That's not what he said.
Talk to me, Phil.
He said that everybody counting us out, we coming in there with a chip on our shoulder.
Yeah.
And I truly believe the race will be decided on the starting line.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. Come on in, Sharpie. I got Sharpie here. Come on, Richard.
I just want to know who's counting them out.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But actual people that knows the deal knows that it's going to be tough.
We can't ask nobody with no sense, Rick. That ain't good for entertainment.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to Facebook no more. I finally learned about mid last year that hey, you just read the comments and smile and wave because these people
keep
are
scrolling.
Idiots.
I've had to tell a few that before. Every comment don't deserve a reply.
Right. With that many classes, Phil, they're gonna have enough time to do all that much shakedown? They're gonna have enough time to do all that
you just can't go up there and run when you want to. You'll run when your class runs. So time guys will run. They got, I think, two no time classes, trucks and then the regular shootout.
Right.
And they'll just run all of them as a class with the scoreboards off.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll run every – you'll get just as many chances at the racetrack as Pro Mod and everybody else does.
Right on. I got
you. Yeah, I mean, it, you know, but like I said, and I'm not trying to down nothing. I mean, I think obviously we think, you know, we have a chance to win. But, I mean, technically speaking, we are the underdogs.
He's basing it off things that are known and not the things that are unknown.
No, what he's basing it on is Joseph didn't get in the 484 shootout.
Correct. You're right.
But
he ain't basing it off the unknown.
Oh, shit.
If all parameters were on face value, it may not be as much of anybody being an underdog or not.
So, Phil, in this situation, don't you think that makes it a damn good race because it's I can't pick them race?
I don't think either side would be doing this. They didn't think it was a damn good race.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody looking for nothing soft.
Right. Well, now I don't know now. Ain't nothing wrong with looking for something soft now. Ain't nothing wrong with that now.
Yeah.
Now, Phil, since we got both of y'all on, since we got you and Ricky on here, all right, with that noise, whoever got all that noise, ain't but a couple of y'all on here now.
I'll say my side like this, dog. Different sides have different advantages in different areas.
No. This is what I'm finna say.
In the end,
yep.
Phil,
I would agree with that.
Let me throw the scenario out there first. Let me throw the scenarios out there. All right, we know y'all. We know Salty Bitch will try, motherfucker. We know goddamn Frankie will try. She go real. We know this. Now, Phil, the way y'all got it set up, Phil. What if one of y'all go out there and you lose the race because you blow the tires away or something? You want a rematch? You can't get there none if you do it the last of the. Once y'all do it the second test pass, and then you got a third one just in case one of y'all wants to get there.
Hold on, dog. But here's the thing. It's just grudge racing. You ain't never promised a rematch.
I know.
Correct.
I'm just, no. Listen up, guys. I ain't saying you got to have. What I'm saying is, say one of y'all blow the tire.
And you got a whole race the next day, too, dog.
Yeah, but then you ain't, you know, you might not meet each other. You ain't got no test passes on. Who got all noise, man? It ain't but five mics, though. Who got all the noise, man?
You got a race, and it is what it is.
Phil, can I do a damn hypothetical question, motherfucker?
You can stir up as much shit as you want to, dog. Stir away.
I'm not stirring up shit. I'm stirring up possibilities. Phil, no. I'm saying, what I'm trying to say, okay, y'all go out there and line up for 20,000. You go out there and blow the tires. You say, God damn. You said, shit.
You shouldn't blow the tires.
I want to run
out.
Hold on,
Phil.
Can I finish my goddamn question, motherfucker? Can I finish my question, motherfucker?
Well, you started by saying what if I took that as a question.
All right. Let me find this noise first. Hold on. Let me find this motherfucking noise. These bitch-ass motherfuckers won't be quiet. And they put four mics on. Your motherfucker put your phone on mute, bitch-made-ass. This is what I'm saying, Phil. What if one of y'all blow the tires and you said, damn, I want to run you again. And the other guy might say, okay, I don't mind running you again. But y'all ain't going to be able to run no more because it's going to be the last test session for that day. And then the next round is elimination.
We'll just have to wait. We'll have to carry that ass whoop until we can run again.
Have to wear that L for a little bit.
I mean, it is what it is.
This ain't golf. You don't get a mulligan.
Did somebody mute his mic? somebody muted dog's mic. I'd be dang.
Lord, how much. Ricky Stanbro, I heard Donnie Brasco looking for you, man. Is that true?
Ah.
He's taking the line, Ricky.
With a flashlight in the day. With a flashlight in the daylight.
All I'm going to say on that subject,
well, I'm trying to
is
find
I've
that
seen
guy.
A man looking for a race and was tagged in the original post where the man already had a race locked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that old
like
dumbass, that old dumbass Donnie Brasco, he already know the man supposed to be in Florida. He's talking about racing over another track. Goddamn, another company with a dumb
report.
Bastard.
Hey,
can I do my bear report?
That means he's trying to get some attention because he ain't got nobody to race. That's
can
all
I, can I do my bear go. Report? I only got a Lamont Sanford. Oh, Lord.
Come on with it, Flop. Come on with it, Flop.
You know who it is. You know who it is, Brian Washington.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. That's what we're talking about. A dumb motherfucker.
I know. That's why I want to give him a Lamont Sanford to.
Shit, you ain't had to give it to him. He earned the motherfucker. You ain't had to give it to him. I'm like leaking, though. I'm like leaking. He just wants some damn attention. Let me see if I got this
motherfucker.
Oh,
hey, dog. Then he went on and put up all the rest of the fast cars talking about he want to run them, too. Like, man, stop, Cap.
Come on, man. Man, stop pumping. Hey, now, I heard through the grapevine. Hey, Phil, you there, Phil?
Yes, sir.
I heard through the grapevine. You know I can't hold water. I can't hold water. That Uncle Sam really wants some of y'all ass. Wants, I ain't going to say who else he want, but, you know, he got his own favorite. And he might slip down there, but he didn't want nobody to know he was coming. Now, I heard that through the grapevine. I know you might know or you might not know. I know you ain't going to say nothing, though. Talk to me.
I think the racetrack's open to everybody.
Right. Well, hey, that's all good. Let's switch gears, man.
Yeah, it's not an invitational only race.
Yeah, I got you. Somebody tell me how the fuck Alabama won that game. Go ahead.
Look
at the Irish.
Everybody talking about Georgia and Alabama, and I don't even know that Georgia is going to have to play Alabama. Did they announce that yet?
They got to play.
Yeah, they got to play.
Oh, for the SEC.
They play each other Saturday. Yep. One of their assholes going to be just like you or Phil. I mean, just like you or Rican.
That's all right. I like the SEC over Michigan.
No, that's what they all. They was gonna play regardless whether either one of them lost or not. They got to play for the SEC championship regardless.
I got you.
Georgia and Alabama, yeah, they
like
play
the
regardless.
SEC
okay,
over
ahead,
Michigan.
Man, the Michigan
from Alabama
to me, Michigan the best looking team to me. If it ain't
from Alabama, win, they're gonna make them number
one. Won the game with like three coaches gone and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, everybody getting fired and shit. But Phil, you know what I don't
understand?
No,
they made them put out for stealing signals or something, and they still
yeah,
won. The
that was Jim
game.
Harbaugh. You talking about Jim Harbaugh? Yeah. But what I don't understand is they switching coaches, firing coaches, but they got to still pay that money. That don't make no goddamn sense to me.
Not the Carolina Panther coach.
That's because when they went there, he's talking about Texas A&M more than anything. When they went there, they were fool enough to give somebody a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, you should never do that shit.
You don't hear about it much because we don't know nobody messing with baseball. Let me tell you how baseball contracts are. All baseball contracts are guaranteed. And if let's just say I get Willie Dawg for my Major League Baseball team, and I give you a 5-year, $100 million contract, $20 million a year. That's all guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
You can break your leg the first day.
Mm-hmm.
So in 3 years, I don't want you no more. So I trade you to Pie Joe's Major League Baseball team. Well, he can only afford to pay you $5 million a year. Hold on. I got to pay you the other 15 to get you to 20 that your original contract was for. I got to pay you $15 million a year to play against me. And he going to pay you $5 million. That's crazy.
Damn, we got a newcomer. Yeah, we got a newcomer, 240-1704.
Hey, Phil Schiller, this little twin from the DMV, dog.
Okay. All right, come on,
all right,
son.
Now, you, Hey, Phil Shuler, you're right. You brought up the wrong person. Jimbo Fisher, the coach of Texas A&M, he's getting paid $26,000 a day for the next 8 years. What can you do with
to
that?
Not, to, right, I wouldn't even be trying to look for no job. I think he gets paid through 2032 or something like that.
Yes, sir. $77 million.
Here's what's bad though. So they call it boosters or alumni. It's, you know, and Texas got a lot of money. Don't get me wrong, but the boosters for that college, just so people didn't think it was going to hurt the college. The weekend that they were going to fire him, the boosters presented the college with a check for $160 million.
Good gracious, mother.
And basically that was to make sure they had the money to pay out the rest of the contract to go ahead and fire that guy and have money for a new contract for a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was rumored this weekend that they were going to offer Georgia's coach, Kirby, they were offer him a five-year, $100 million guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So if they wanted to fire him next year, they still got to pay him $80 million after he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently they hired some coach that used to work there before. I think it was Duke's coach or something like that. One of the Duke's coaches, they hired him today. Texas A&M did.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's big money in football in Texas for sure.
That money just thrown away.
But if you ride through Texas, you will understand, because their high school stadiums look like most people's college and pro stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Odessa and look at their high school stadium. It's unreal.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Big money in football in Texas.
I got you. I heard you. Damn.
They just got many fast race cars.
We had a discussion today that's nasty. It was a nasty discussion we had today. You want me to tell you what it was?
Ain't no telling with y'all, dog.
They had a discussion
No.
I got to tell it. We had a discussion on the morning show. We talked all the way to my show started coming on tonight. They want to know, Phil, how many times a motherfucker, how many days do a motherfucker take a shit? Some motherfuckers say they take three shits a day. How many times you take a dump? No.
Once a day, whether you need it or not.
One motherfucker said he took it 3 days and he had to pull his shirt off. Mom said he had to pull his shirt off to take a shit.
Damn.
Oh, man, not the diarrhea.
Then they got on my ass because I told them I don't shit but once every 3 days. So they laughed at me. So I called the white folks. I called Mr. Google. Mr. Google said anywhere between, goddammit, 3 days is normal. Google said 3 days is normal.
Man, I don't know how. Something bad will happen.
But I don't know, though. Some motherfuckers say they shit it 3 times a day now. What motherfucker shit 3 times a day?
It depends on your metabolism.
His ass ought to be wrong like a motherfucker then.
Here's what I can tell you.
If you
know anybody that's skinny, but you ever went out to eat with them and they eat like a horse, they wanted them 3 times a day, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they got a really, really fast metabolism.
Yeah. Damn, let me see who I can think of. Damn, kid. Hey, kid, that's you.
No, I shit when I have to.
Well, I mean, that's everybody.
But how often you shit, kid?
When I have to.
Yeah, you're a dumbass. You're a dumb smart ass.
You gotta ask him how many times does he have to.
He's a dumb asshole. He's a dumb smart asshole. A skinny motherfucker.
I shit when I have to. I can't force myself to shit.
How you say it, kid? I'm gonna shit in your mouth until it pushes back up. How you say that?
I'm not telling you my secret.
Fairly universal, dog. You can ask him. 90% of folks gonna be right after they eat some Chinese food.
Oh man.
Oh Lord. Oh my God. We try to tell them.
Soy sauce or get it on out of you.
No, I can eat 10 packs of soy sauce. All I eat is that chicken fried rice. I can't eat the rest of that bullshit. I eat some chicken fried rice, and sometimes I might eat
Ed Fouillon? What about Ed Fouillon?
I don't know him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know him. Y'all must be really bored on the morning show these days. All this cold.
Man,
they
talk about that shit all day. They talk about that shit all day, man. Mm-hmm. On some shit. Yeah, yeah. Some motherfucker coming there talking about he can't take his shit unless he take his clothes off.
Oh, man.
So you have to take his clothes off.
I've known people, dog, that like can't go to the bathroom like that, like in a restaurant or a gas station bathroom or nothing like that.
Well, now, how you know Mike here said that?
Well, I don't know who. I just know there's people like that. I know who it ain't.
How you know Mikey is
in the
I thought you went on
the bathroom.
Who got you in the morning show, man?
Or a bucket or beside a tree. Whatever I got to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Damn. Okay.
Cocoa leaf. I have to add with the cocoa leaf.
Did anybody figure out your special nuts going to be all right? You know, Fletcher had a groin injury. Is he going to be able to play?
Yeah, man. Them nuts are healing.
I had some conversations today.
He was on
I think he's going to be all right.
He was on the morning show this morning.
Hopefully he'd be good for the weekend.
Well, he was on the morning show this morning, and they had him, and he said he was going in at 9 o'clock. Let me see if I call the motherfucker, see if he... I should have called before I got on the show to find out.
I was glad to see on the final play that the center kind of redeemed himself for them two false starts by being the main blocker.
I ain't doing it. I only get two of them. I bet you like that get two of them.
Just with his experience, that's very uncommon for that to happen.
Oh, man, not Jason Kelsey.
He ain't fucking
you know. He flatlined homeboy for Hurts to run in the end zone, though.
Yeah.
He took all that frustration he had for them false starts out all at one time.
Yeah.
Famous people phone numbers.
Hey, man, you know.
Hold on, Dolph.
Hey, man.
Hold on.
He's
nuts. Gonna
he's
be
nuts.
Okay. He said, hold
he's
on.
Nuts.
Hello.
He ain't lying, kid.
Is your nuts
all right, man?
Man, I dropped one. It's all good. I got another one.
Oh, man. Big Fletch.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
What's the verdict, Fletch? What's the verdict?
9-1.
Shit, I'll be all right.
About that 10-1.
I'll be all right.
Okay. The motherfuckers tore my ass up. When you hung up this morning, they tore my ass up this morning when you got up there this morning. They
all you got to do is say 10-1, dog. All you got to do is every time you say 10-1.
I posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's on Facebook. I put it on
Facebook. That's all you got to say, dog. You ain't got nothing to argue about. They all second, third, fourth,
right
fifth place, man.
Right on. Well, Fletcher, we got Phil Shoot on there. You know. But he said, what the hell are you sending that weak-ass Fromart down to Bradenton for?
Oh, man.
Shit, that motherfucker ain't going to Bradenton?
Somebody said
Phil ain't say that, but it ain't going to Bradenton, though.
No,
but I'll inquire mine.
Oh. Okay.
Did you see a test pass about 5:30 today on the app?
Uh-oh.
Who, me?
Yeah. 9:13, 2:43.
Who did that?
Your teammate.
Teammate?
Your promo teammate. Somewhat. kind of, sort of.
Oh, Ken?
I was like, whoo-ee. Yeah.
Oh, goddamn,
like,
boy. Shit, that motherfucker. Everybody better stay at home, boy.
Right. Well, the air is like zero, but. The air was pretty shiny. I didn't go look at it, but on the app it had it at like 10 feet or 100 feet or something like that. But, yeah.
Good God almighty.
Shut it off with 378 at like 140 or 130 or something like that.
I got to text Ken. Now I got to text Ken. I ain't been on the app, man. I've been laying down trying to recover, trying to get right.
That's major league right there.
Sure is, man.
Right.
Damn good run.
No, Ken is.
Dog, you shut the show down already, dog, when you call me, dog. Everybody quiet.
Dude,
no,
because everybody
want to
know what the outcome was. You know, they know you got hurt. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm all right. No, I'm all right. I'll be straight.
What's up, Flex?
What up?
He's a German chocolate cake, that's all.
No,
he's having a birthday. He's having a birthday
party. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. I appreciate that. We appreciate that there, bro.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure.
Ricky, I'm still going to need to send me your address. Ricky, you ain't text me your address yet.
Okay, I'll text it to you in here and give me about 10 minutes. I'll be home. I'll text it to you.
Yeah, you got to text it to me. What you got going on, champ?
Gotta look on the house. I'm getting
ready to go to Snowbirds. I know you can't be down there, but we'll
49
be down there.
W and 59 Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah, we get the address on the house.
49 hey. 59 Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hey, you know he's going up against a Phil Shuler boy, don't you?
Yeah, I know he's going to get Phil Shuler boy. It's gonna be a dog fight, man. I heard it's gonna be a dog fight.
Yes, sir. That's what they said. Hey, where's Jessica at? Jessica Pollard. Hey, Jessica, you out there? I see you. Your mic open, Jessica. You got something? Who Fletcher like, Josie or Salty? Oh, Fletcher, they say who you like, Josie or Salty?
I like Unc. I take Phil. I'm right with him.
Oh, shit.
I got a little support, dog.
Shit. I'm a ride with him. Shit. Hey.
Yeah, okay.
They know we're remote tune now. I think he gonna be there, so ain't gonna be no remote tune now.
Oh,
it's gonna be a different story.
So y'all taking that excuse away this time? You taking that excuse away?
Yeah, ain't no more remote tune.
Yes, sir. I like that.
We'll all get to put our best foot forward. It'll be what it'll be.
Yep. That's
not
big deal. Oh, mother, come on, that's big deal. Somebody say that's big deal, not the little one.
Left foot in.
Yeah. Your right foot out.
Do the hokey pokey.
Yes, sir.
And you turn it. Do we say that? Y'all funny.
Yeah. Do the hokey pokey and cut all around and shit. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Wilson hit a bunch of the boys' pocket yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, Wilson got lucky. Them damn Falcons finally won a damn game, man. I swear, man. Ricky
was
crying like a little girl.
That's what happened.
Ricky was crying like a little girl on the phone.
Ricky had to pay him, Ben, because I remember that bet, I think.
I ain't betting on the Saints, but no, it just happened to hear that hitter's fucking mouth is what I was. Man,
so Wheelchair shut the morning show down, dog.
Man, Wheelchair. Now he gonna use the excuse that when I go to, because he went to the game finally, that they won because he went. Now he gonna try to take his dumb ass to the game every time now.
Hey, it looked like Atlanta might be guaranteed a home playoff game now. Y'all got to watch Wheelchair.
You know, they might win the division, got a losing record and leading the division, man. They got a losing record leading the division. Tell you how we get
that won't be the first time somebody had that.
But look at him.
So it won't.
Wheelchair went to the game. They said Wheelchair was at the game. He was so far up in the goddamn stadium. They said he had to watch the damn shit on the TV on the up in the top of the stage.
Oh, man.
The Jumbotron.
He didn't need an oxygen tank, did he?
Do you, hey, wheelchair could go to outer space and not need an oxygen tank.
Oh, Lord. What'd you try to, what he got big on him, you hold that much air?
Y'all know.
Hey, man.
Y'all ain't talking about, hold up, man. Wheelchair, come on, wheelchair. I can't make y'all talk about wheelchair like that let me hold wheelchair.
Oh, man.
Kenny,
y'all call. Not the nigga.
Hey, wheelchair, come on, man, off mute, man. You going to talk to me about like that, wheelchair? Wheelchair. Hey, chair. Chair won't even say nothing, man.
Hey, Pat Joe.
They got Mac and Kenny Reigns and all them boys. They been against it, boy. Boy, if y'all win this year, game right here, y'all won't. I won't have no show next week because I'm going on vacation. Fuck y'all. Hey, Pajo, why you laughing, Pajo? I see you getting out of the deflection. He ain't gonna draw on you, man. He ain't gonna draw on you, Pajo.
No, he laughing at that Ricky shit. What Ricky said.
Wheelchair must have got a free ticket for his birthday, huh?
Shit, he could have kept that something for a little bit. They said wheelchair couldn't even see the field from where he was at.
Oh, man, he need oxygen. Need an oxygen tank with it.
Hey. He went live and zoomed his phone in on the field, and we still couldn't see the damn field. So you
damn.
Know, yeah,
come
yeah.
on, dog.
I mean, I'm just telling you what I've seen on the go look at his live, man. He zoomed the field in, and we still couldn't see the field.
Lord, how much?
He was on the construction team.
Now he is. I just opened it. Now there he is. Come on, chill.
Dive off in your ass.
No, what's wrong, man?
Wheelchair, don't have binoculars to see the game.
Hey, dog. Hey, CL, I was sitting here just listening to him to see how far he was going to go.
Hold on, Wheelchair. You ain't saying people like that. You know me and you boys, man.
You had to have a damn telescope to see what town it was.
Yeah, right there in the sky box, and I had a good seat. So I was okay.
If you in the box,
he
you
got part
damn
of it
where
right.
to be.
He got part of it right.
If he was in the skybox, goddamn it, where was his wheelchair?
Oh man.
No, you can roll the wheelchair right into it.
Oh yeah, you can roll all the way up to the edge.
Wheelchair, why you didn't get on the joker that was talking about you before I started talking shit, man?
They were just mad because they was at home looking at my lie.
There you
mm-hmm.
go.
Okay.
They had one outline up there to put
in the time. Wheelchair, you should have charged them for it, Wheelchair. You should have put a subscription up there. Next time you got to put a subscription up there, they got to pay.
Pajo, don't say that. You can't say too much now, Pajo.
Oh, shit.
Ain't none of me. Hold up. I said ain't none of me.
It ain't him this time.
I think that was Pajo's nemesis talking.
Yeah. Fred, you good?
Pajo,
you good to go, bro? You good to go?
Yeah, I am.
I'll
be all right. Okay.
There wasn't none of me that said that, though. Oh, you good,
yeah, them 49ers, good. Them 49ers ain't getting off no soft shit.
What's up?
Man, don't start Mac there. I don't want to hear Mac mouth, man. Don't get him started, y'all.
Mac don't come on the show.
Well, Kenny Reigns,
like
Kenny Reigns mouth bigger than Mac. Kenny Reigns mouth bigger than Mac, though.
Fletcher, don't worry about it. He gonna light Rick ass up in the morning.
That's every day.
Yes, sir.
People gonna be sucking on lemons all week next week.
Good God almighty.
I can't wait.
I'm going to get hit that address, too. I'm going to send my whole case on. I'm Whole Foods, Amazon Prime Food, however you do it. Send them a whole box of lemons, whole bag of lemons and lime.
Damn, Mike. Fletcher?
Mike Fletcher, now he's going to deal with you in the morning, too, now. He ain't going to have no trouble with the call.
No, I got work in the morning. I ain't got time in the morning. I got work tomorrow.
Hey, we be up early. We be up early. No, no, y'all leave Fletch alone, motherfucker. Y'all gonna get y'all somebody else to mess with. Leave him alone.
We gotta get us two and a half sacks.
We gonna get 2.5 sacks. God damn it, against the 49ers, motherfucker.
Shit, I need them. I can't buy a sack right now, dog. I swear you, I can't buy one. Jesus Christ.
As much as I've watched football, I did learn something in that game the other night. I didn't realize if the quarterback run out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage, it counts as
a sack
for whoever chased him
out of bounds.
Yeah.
The closest person.
I didn't realize that. And it makes sense once you hear it, but I never even thought about that.
That's
an unknown stat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you get back to the line of scrimmage.
Like he tackled him.
Yeah,
if you get to the line of scrimmage. Sack. If you get back to the line of scrimmage, it go down as a sack, too.
Right. If he don't advance it.
Yep, don't advance it.
Let me ask you a question for real. Like I said, I know about that one, Phil, but that's a good one, though. Hey, Fletch, if you get a penalty, just like you got a penalty for roughing the pass or whatever penalty you get, do they take money from y'all or do y'all get fined for that or anything when you get a penalty?
If it's a real, like I didn't get fined for that call last week, so it really it was basically a bad call. Whatever, you know, that could be it goes down to it's a bad call.
Go ahead.
The one that's blatantly and you get fined for, like the NFL fine for it. The team's gonna fine you. The NFL fine for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. NFL has done a change about it. Probably 15.
Do they do like NHRA with fines? They put that in a pool for something to better the sport, or they just like
they give it to the retired guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's something good. That's good.
Oh, man, yeah. Not the Gomi fund.
Yeah, yeah. They go back.
Right on. That's good.
Some healthy fines out there now. They ain't been playing like they was done fine, boy. I think one kid just got fined $45,000. St. Brown from the Lions, I think he just got fined $45,000.
Yeah, same as today.
Yep.
Well, that'll make you think.
What do you do?
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Oh, man. Not the unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, man. They ain't playing around. That's why I tried to.
Well, 10% of his salary or something he
did. I don't know what he made. But I bet you it's somewhere 5%.
Damn. That's how they find you.
You get a chance to appeal it.
Right. But it's no standard
fine.
It's not a standard fine, but do they go by the percentage of salary? That's how they do the fine?
No. It just depends on how bad the penalty was. Like you get thrown out of the game, like and you do something dumb. Like you get ejected from a game. Like it's a minimum of, I think, 30.
Come on, man.
Doing that. Yeah, it's a minimum of 30. Like they fine you like $7,500 for your socks.
Violation.
So what you're saying is you can go out there with Big Ball Factor's Evel Knievel socks on.
Shit, nah, they better be with the uniform.
He'd be wearing Evel Knievel socks.
Mm-hmm. You ain't going out there like that.
Like
they better be pulled up.
They're like they find that dude for wearing them shoes, right? Like they find him for red and wrong kind of shoes?
Yeah, they'll find you for that, yeah.
Hey, Fletch, yep. what the biggest fine you got that you had to pay out of your own pocket? What's the biggest fine you got?
$27,000.
That man know that by heart, dog. That hit him good. He didn't have to think about that one.
Yep, my rookie year.
Damn,
nah, somebody grabbed my nuts and I fucking tried to kill him.
Oh man. These nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fletcher, they showed your ass over there. They showed your ass over there, been over on TV. They just had a good goddamn a close up of you. Had your ass hobbling off the field and everything. They had you all over.
Shit, I was in pain, dog. I was in pain, dog.
Yeah. Right. And we didn't know what it was then until they came back later and said Fletcher had a groin injury. They came back with an injury report and said Fletcher Cox with a groin injury.
He's nuts.
Yeah, that groin. Ain't no joke.
Hey, Fletcher, they want to know, do you know how do they distribute the fines to the retired players? You know how they distribute it?
Nah, I don't know. I just know it go back to, like, all I know is go back. That's all I know.
Probably just goes in that pool.
Yeah, somewhere. That's all I know.
Well, you think about it, there's a lot of retired players out there still get paid.
Hey, Phil, I'll be at every game. Harassing them, trying to make them fuck up and get me some fine.
Dog, I don't think it gets you any more money as a retired person. It just goes into the fund to help pay the retired.
Yeah, it just goes into
the
that's all
somewhere.
It does.
Oh, okay, all right.
They don't get a raise every time they screw up. If so, it'd be just like you said, they'd all be at the game throwing shit and all
kinds
of stuff.
You got that right. You damn right. Be at the game. Okay.
Be working on that Christmas bonus.
Fletch, I see where Jalen was throwing the ball up there. Y'all can throw the footballs up into the stand? I thought they said one time they had stopped there because somebody threw one up in the stand and then
you can toss it up there. You can't toss it. Like, you can toss it. You can't, like, literally physically throw it up in the stand.
Right.
They charge off for them footballs too, don't they, Fletch?
Nah. Yeah, no. They're going to the game with about, they're going to the game with so many balls.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, they don't try. They don't fight. Like, they'll find you for your shirt. Like, they give you some kind of slack. Your undergarment, like, they'll find you for not showing the NFL sign on your left leg up by your hip flexor.
Mm-hmm. Huh. How come they let them guys go out and do all them dances in the end zone now? Why they let them do that, all the dancing they do in the end zone and stuff? Why they let that go?
Oh, it always been that way. You can celebrate as long as you. I mean, you can celebrate all you want. Yeah.
Right.
You just can't have a phone stashed in the goalpost pad.
You can't use no object. You can't use no objects.
No props.
Yeah, no props. None of it.
So now. Now, they find Ezekiel back when he was with the Cowboys when he jumped over in the barrel. Now, y'all throw the motherfucker in the barrel the other day. Now, how that shit go now?
Who throw somebody in the barrel, dog? Who throw somebody in the barrel?
Did y'all put a motherfucker in the barrel the other day? Put a motherfucker in the barrel.
That Cowboy did that. Throw that guy in the barrel.
Who did that?
Cowboy did that.
Man,
that was
America's team.
Philadelphia game.
What I'm saying is, they fined Ezekiel for jumping in the barrel, but they went and put a motherfucker in the barrel, and they didn't. That was okay. I mean, they didn't change the rules.
He gonna get a letter? He gonna get a letter.
There it
God damn.
Hey,
dog. They put in there.
You got to add yet on the end of what you just said.
Okay.
They ain't fined them yet.
Yeah.
No, he'll get a FedEx. It's a FedEx. Hey, hey, dog. That letter come FedEx overnight, 8 a.m.
So you don't let you wait long. Who I'm getting a prayer? No, I don't want to see that FedEx motherfucker. Mm. FedEx for Fletcher.
They put
Cox
it in your seat.
I don't want that motherfucker.
Man, they put that motherfucker in your seat, man. So you can't miss it.
it comes to the facility.
To the facility, the organization get a copy, and you get a copy, and your agent get a copy.
Woohoo!
Hey, what are you?
They give you a username and password to log in to see your damages.
Y'all
have a curfew on time. And y'all got to be in touch. Do y'all have a curfew?
Time to be in there. We have a set time. Got to be in every day. Yeah. I mean, on the days we got to go in, yeah. Most days it's 9, some days 9:45.
Right. God damn. Got to be good.
I mean, that's late compared to
most
organizations.
Right. So they're trying to
say. Bottom organization, they start at 7:30.
Got to get your rest, huh? Got to get your rest.
Yeah, go let us sleep in.
Hey, dog, I got a question for Big Fletch.
Why you asking me then, motherfucker? Ask Fletcher.
Hey, Big Flesh. Hey, how'd you? Hey, hey, how'd you do the 12 days of the 12 burnouts for Christmas?
You said how?
Yeah, how'd you do that, man? Hey, I like that shit.
That was a couple of years ago. I know. Old Caddy. Well, I still got an old Caddy. She's still around. But Mickey Thompson was sponsoring that deal at the time, and then Tom Kendrick, he reached out to see if I wanted to do it.
Oh, Tom Kendrick, that's our boy.
Yeah, he reached out.
A brand new set of radios.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He ain't with what you call Mickey Thompson no more now. He's not with him now.
Nah, he works for Pro Tour now.
He Pro Tommy now.
he went from MT Tommy to Pro Tour Tommy.
Yeah, Pro Tour Tommy.
Yeah, I like old Tom, though. He gave me a brand new set of radios. And it was with Mickey Tom. I got a brand new set. And James Mack let me put him in the deck. Boy, goddamn, Phil. I don't want them some bitches out, Phil. Fuck you. You better hope you leave the star line goddamn this weekend. You better hope you leave the star line this weekend.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Now I can pick a motherfucker.
Let's hope I get the do's and the don'ts in the right order.
Hey, Ricky, now I can pick a motherfucker since Phil fucking with me. I goddamn it. No. Yeah. Yeah, so that ought to be a good one, boy. Y'all might run before then. Y'all gonna be down there that long. Shit, y'all might get it on Friday. Thursday, Friday, I don't know.
One thing about it, dog, even the 10 days in sessions, so we won't get to wear them out for the race, probably.
Right. I got you. Oh, yeah. Flow Racing gonna be doing that race, too, ain't it? If Flow Racing is doing that race, ain't it?
Do what? Yeah, Flow Racing.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, Big Fetch, you told them right now. They was talking all that damn shit about this and that this year. What you got to say now, motherfucker? What y'all got to say now?
None.
10-1, bitch.
None. They all quiet.
10-1, bitch.
They all quiet.
Yeah. All quiet now. But anyhow, hey, look here. It's an old sorry-ass game coming on tonight. Oh, Fletcher, where them big mouth motherfuckers from Detroit that was talking all that shit when you tell them Green Bay might whoop their head? Where them big mouth motherfuckers at?
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Remember the motherfuckers?
Uh-huh.
Get your wheel ass on there. Yeah, they on there talking that shit. Brother B, get big wheel. Get little wheel in their ass on there. And say what they're saying to Fletcher now. Detroit them, yeah. Yeah, that motherfucker talking all that shit, and then went around there. Detroit this, Detroit that, Detroit went out there and got
lost to Green Bay.
Laid a goose egg.
Yeah, let me see if I can find them motherfuckers. They on that. See, that's what I don't like. Motherfuckers talk all that shit when they get their ass whooped. They don't come back on the motherfucker.
Oh man,
damn it, little weird.
Not the motherfucker.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find this motherfucker.
Mother said a little wheel.
Don't go nowhere, Fred. We're finna get out of here in a few minutes. We ain't finna stay long. We finna get the hell out of here because I'm finna go watch the football game.
Nah, I'm here.
Watch the Lakers one.
I want to make a bet that my team finished with the worst record in the NFL.
For the Patriots. He talking about the Patriots. They done bitch my boy Mac Jones, too. They done bitch Mac Jones.
I'm still gambling. I'm betting with them, but.
Man, they're not going to answer your phone call, dog.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, they come on there last week talking all that shit about Detroit gonna do this. Detroit gonna do that. Man, Detroit they got goddamn lucky. They gonna be just like the Falcons. They gonna the first if they don't get a bye, they going out the first motherfucking round.
Hey.
Goddamn Falcons got a losing goddamn record. They number one in the division. That gotta be a sorry ass fucking division. And we at you over there laughing and making money off it.
At least one or two like that.
Yeah, no, not that bad. Not the Division A and all them puppies over there, fine.
Oh man,
shit.
Falcons, the Saints.
Y'all better watch out for them damn. Y'all better watch out for them damn Broncos though. That's what you better watch out for.
Oh man.
God damn it! Who that over there? That Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson and got his old lady
Russell
crazy.
Russell Wilson
and Sean
Payton.
He ain't got to worry about that. About us slipping around with that rapper guy now, so he playing better.
Lord, have mercy.
That's what they told me.
Oh, man.
That's what he told me.
Sierra. Sierra.
Yes, yeah. She knocked up right now, so whatever that guy named that rapper don't want her right now. Whatever that rapper name that she got the baby by. But anyway, we can't talk about that. Well, that's public knowledge, though. We can talk about that. That's public shit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, anybody got any more questions for Phil Shuler or for Fletcher Cox? Big Fletch or Big Phil? Y'all got any questions for them? If you don't, we finna get ready to get out of here, man.
Any questions for Legal Leon?
You need to come to the phone, man. Your phone sounds like shit. Come to the phone, Legal.
Oh, I was gonna say, it sounded like he got the phone on the counter and he's sitting over there on the toilet.
Damn.
Who that keep wearing by their boo boo on their cell?
Oh, Lord.
Somebody got mad and tell you something, can't hold it.
Pajo, what the hell is that, Pajo?
That dog's telling how they hold, they can't hold their boo boo.
Oh.
Not the boo boo.
Yeah. Well, see, they was worried about that question I asked last game. They said you had a knife in your back and a wee wee in your booty, which one you gonna take out first?
Shit, I'm gonna goddamn wee wee. I'm gonna take that wee wee out if it get there. Hell, you mean you gonna leave that at night?
You gonna leave the knife in your booty there?
It might not bleed as fast.
That's the easy one for me. In one move, I'm yanking the knife out and cutting it off.
That's a good one now, Phil. Hold on, Phil. If you cut it off, it's still the nail's gonna be stuck in your ass, Phil.
That's all right. I can get it out, but one thing for sure: if two people know a story and one of them dead, there ain't no story.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, hey guys. We ain't really got much to talk about. We'll be down in the Snowbird this week. We'll be at the Snowbirds down there in Bradenton this week. And we ain't got no bad report this week because really didn't nobody do no racing. But they did a little racing over there at Montgomery, but they didn't nobody give me no report. So I don't got no report, no bad report this week. We gonna have one next week, though. We going to have one Monday, goddamn it. And then right after that, we'll be going out of no guts, no glory. So we'll see y'all. Anybody? Fletch, you got anything you got to put out, Fletch? Anything you want to say before you go, Fletch?
No. I appreciate you calling me, man. That's all.
Well, Big Phil, you got something, Big Phil? Big Phil, be white, man.
Nah, all good. Well, everybody that comes, we'll see them down there this weekend. We'll go down there and see what we can do.
Right on. Bro Twin, you got anything? Twin. Ricky Sambo. Wheelchair. Anybody got nothing? But see, that's why we don't have a show long, because nobody got nothing.
Legal
Leon, happy birthday. That's all right. Legal Leon, happy birthday.
Good
what
show.
You got, Legal?
Part-time, good show. Good show, dog.
Pajo. Okay, appreciate you, Legal. Pajo, you got something on, boy?
Yeah, it's going to be a good race.
I got
best tuna going to win it.
You think the tuna going to win it? The best tuna gonna
win
it? He said he believes he's gonna be whoever beat on that tree. Phil said he believes whoever's gonna beat on that tree.
Yeah.
With the conditions. The
driver's race.
Track gonna be pro mod and radio. The tuna gonna make the decision on that. I'm gonna get a nod to Phil on that.
You just I think you scared. You gonna make Ricky wrong, but Ricky
you
running.
No. You got you ain't listening to what I'm saying.
Talk to me.
The track gonna be pro mod and radio. They gonna be all radio prep. So whoever get the best.
No. How they do that, Phil? They run the with the commas first, and then they how they do that?
No. So what matter how you do it, dog? Because you end up running everything more than once, so it wouldn't matter that. But they do. They have it spaced out where they kind of like normally they'll run pro mod. And then after that, they'll prep and run the radio classes. And they'll run index and all that stuff after the radio classes, and that'll knock some of the glue down so it's back closer to ready for pro mods again.
Now, see, as soon as we get ready to get out here, here comes Trigger hitting the damn one button. Here comes Trigger. What the hell you want now, Trigger Lee?
I wanted to get my thoughts and thoughts.
She, She wanted to know what day I'm going to be in Florida. So she can
get
the
right thing. Don't start that shit again, Fee.
He's going to act like he don't see me anyway. He's going to act like he don't see me anyway. It don't matter.
Oh, Lord. What you got, Freak? What you got, Freak?
I'm going to tell you this, dog. Whoever hurting the worst, one lose.
Now, Trigger, I'm pissed off because you talking about some happy Thanksgiving today. Motherfucker, Thanksgiving was ma'am last week. You going to talk about some happy Thanksgiving today, Trigger.
We went to D.C. Wednesday, and we had a phoneless Thanksgiving, and it was a night.
Uh-huh.
I snuck on the show while we driving from Baltimore, Washington Airport, so I was able to get on for a few minutes, but I couldn't do much because I heard Dre with his shit, you know. But, you know, I just stayed, you know. I couldn't carry on because I knew when I get out the car, it was over.
All right. Well, y'all come in tomorrow and get y'all some spiritual fulfillment tomorrow. We're gonna have a good spiritual show tomorrow. Y'all tune in for that too, cause y'all need it. All right. Who gonna close us out today? Kids, you gonna close us out, kid? That son of a bitch sleep. Trigger, close us out then. Trigger.
Oh, and to all a good night.
Goodbye.
That's right.